Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And let's get some historical context for what happened in the Senate last night, the defeat of the latest Republican effort to repeal Obamacare. Julian Zelizer is political historian at Princeton University and joins us now. Hi, Julian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, how significant a defeat is this for President Trump and Republicans in general?
Oh, it's a big defeat. This is the major issue that the Republicans have been talking about really since the legislation passed. It was also President Trump's first major effort to get big signature legislation through Congress. And it fell apart, and it fell apart in a pretty embarrassing way for the Republicans. So it's a major defeat, and Republicans and Democrats will also remember now that the president can be defeated, and that will be significant in battles ahead.
Well, and we've had so many close calls since President Trump came into the White House where things were very close, and then maybe Mike Pence had to come in and break the tie. But it tended to go President Trump's way. The only other one I can think of that was a defeat for him was when the courts halted the travel ban, but then the Supreme Court later allowed some of the travel ban to take effect.
That's true, although this is really the first major piece of legislation that he's tried to push through as opposed to executive orders and or the Supreme Court nomination. And so this was his first test. How will he deal with Congress? And there was all kinds of evidence about the problems he faces as a leader not really understanding the legislative process and congressional politics to this problem of constantly going off message and not really helping sell the idea behind the Republican bill until the point it was way too late.
One of the things that we would probably be talking about today if the bill were to have passed last night is that it was happening in the middle of the night, you know, the vote around 2 a.m. How unusual was the process of how this went through?
Well, the lateness isn't necessarily the oddest part of the process. I think what was really unusual was that by last night, Republicans were not even aware of what they were voting on.
Right.
There wasn't a very coherent health care plan that they were trying to push through or really even to amend. That's usually what we see. That's what we saw with Bill Clinton. That's what we saw with Medicare in 1965. This was kind of make it up on the spot. And I think it unnerved a lot of Republicans to be doing that. And it suggested a lack of a game plan, not in terms of the legislative, the political strategy, but in terms of what is the policy they're even pushing. That was very unusual to watch.
Well, you mentioned Bill Clinton. Let's take a listen back to some old tape here, because Bill Clinton obviously was advocating for health care reform in his presidency. The then First Lady Hillary Clinton led the effort. Here she is in 1993 testifying before Congress.
Health reform in this country is less a story of the typical American can-do attitude than a story of procrastination and parochialism and all too often greed, fraud, waste, and abuse.
Now, her plan ended up not going through. How big of a defeat was that for the Clinton presidency? Are there any lessons to be learned from President Trump when you look back at what happened with Clinton?
Look, that was a major defeat, and it also allowed the Republicans to take control of Congress in 1994. That said, President Clinton had some other victories, including a deficit reduction plan, NAFTA, which he claimed as a success, and some other measures that he was working on. So he didn't have an empty record by the time that the health care bill came up, but it was pretty devastating. This is a little different. This is about dismantling a program, but I do think he's going to face some pretty big political consequences. You've seen this week more and more Republicans and conservatives who are saying negative things about the president, who are willing to stand up to him. We saw three Republicans do that last night. And so he leaves this a weakened president. And healthcare often does that to all presidents. But added to that is the unusual nature of President Trump.
We also hear Republicans speaking out about Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell after this vote yesterday. Today, Republican Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama was on CNN He's running to fill the vacant Senate seat that belonged to Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Here he is criticizing McConnell.
The leadership at the top is responsible. The buck stops there. That's why you take on that kind of responsibility. And if Mitch McConnell cannot get the job done on this, how is he going to get the job done on the rest of President Trump's agenda over the next 3.5 years? As I see it right now, this is a killer.
Julian Zelizer, do you see a change coming in Senate leadership because of this?
Well, it's too early to say that. And Senator McConnell's a pretty cagey politician. He's not going to give up his seat that easily, and it's not clear who would replace them. But make no mistake about it, this was a major blow to Senator McConnell. This was his first test at seeing, can he govern? Can he push through comprehensive legislation as opposed to being an obstructionist, which he had been a very effective obstructionist for most of President Obama's term? And he wasn't able to deliver. It's very clear. That's what legislation shows you. Can you deliver or are you unable to? And Senator McConnell could not do it.
So just in the few seconds we have left, what does the White House need to do now to get their agenda going again, to get tax reform and infrastructure?
Well, I think they're going to push on tax reform. They need to find what's most appealing to the entire Republican Congress that they won't, the Republican caucus, where there won't be any defections. Many people think a tax cut is as Republican can be, and that's the best path to victory. But it's going to be hard. After a defeat like this, many Republicans are going to be skittish, and many Republicans are not happy with the president.
That's Julian Zelizer, political historian at Princeton University and author of The Fierce Urgency of Now. Julian, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.